Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just frustrating. You have 2-0 and give up that 8-1 the second, kind of turn things around a little bit.
Yeah. That one was a tough one to swallow for myself, especially because I took the draw, and I take a lot of pride in trying to win those, especially at critical times, last minute. It was a momentum shifter. Never want to give up gold in the last minute.
What was the feeling like in the third? They were pushing so hard to hit the lead. Many guys were able to, get the goal to get it back even. I mean, what was it like riding the wave of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of swings when we play these guys. You know, we're so evenly matched. That was a pretty big momentum shift there. YZ almost got one right after mine, which would have been pretty sweet. I think that's just the way the series is going to continue to kind of go, and we just got to manage the puck and try to limit as many of the swings in their direction as we possibly can. Yeah, it was 3 or 4 minutes left, so just trying to get everything on net as I possibly could. Honestly, couldn't even really see. I had so many guys in front of me. I felt like the way the goalie had been playing, he'd be down, and if I just got it up, it would have a chance. So that's what I kind of saw.
For a lot of the third period, actually almost when you scored, you guys didn't generate a lot. Why weren't you able to generate, and then what got you guys back to it again?
Well, they were down one coming into third, and obviously they're gonna push hard, and when they get leads, they tend to sit back and sit in that trap and try to make you dump a lot of pucks, and they were good at breaking things out and limiting our ozone time, and I think that's why we didn't have too many chances. And then once we start pushing, it opens up a little bit. We get things tied and things open up. They start pushing a little bit more instead of sitting back, and I think that's probably why we weren't generating too much, is when they got that one goal lead, it's just a little bit harder to play against that style.
It seemed like when you went up 2-0, Syracuse really turned the scrappy element up. Did you feel sort of that same thing on the ice?
I don't know if I felt it when it was 2-0. I think the whole series is kind of that way. You know, that's what this rivalry is hard fought and scrappy. We know that they're not going to give up on a 2-goal lead, and they're going to keep pushing and give it everything they got. So yeah, it's to be expected, I think.
Are these the kind of swings that are just playoff hockey, playoff series, the high of last game and the cup punch of tonight?
Absolutely. I think that's the best part of playoff hockey. I think that's why you guys all love playoff hockey as well, as even in the NHL, like the swings are so dramatic and the stories are great, and you know, the harder it is, the more fun it's going to be, and it's to be expected. Obviously, you want to win every single game in a row to the championship, but it's unrealistic. It's about just learning from your mistakes, not getting too high, not getting too low, and just coming back focused and trying to out-prepare them this week and win game three.
Can you draw on last year? It was different last year because you lost the first two, but you still picked yourself right up off the ground when you didn't come home and practice for a week and won the series. Can you draw on that?
For sure. A lot of the same guys returning. That was a great experience for all of us to, you know, no quit attitude, just keep working and trying to find ways to beat this team. Personally, that's why I love playoff hockey, is it feels a little bit more like a chess match, and systems come into play, and you get to know all their players and their tendencies and their style and game plan, and executing our game plan in playoffs becomes a little bit more crucial and critical than say, in regular season. We're going to have to obviously address that. That was three basically identical plays that cost us. So I haven't had time to really watch, but it's definitely an area that we're going to have to address.
Devin made, I think, five saves before you scored the tying goal. Just has work in the crease, particularly the third period overtime. I mean, what did that do for the
yeah,
crease?
I mean, he's rock solid back there. You know, like when you have a goalie he's that good, like it just gives you so much belief that you're in every game, you can win every game, and he's critical to our success, and we have so much belief in him, and he was great again tonight.
No doubt that was icing.
I mean, from the bench, I thought we got it. I couldn't really tell live, honestly, but when they showed it on the big screen, to me it looked like Cozy tipped it. And we asked him, and he said he got a piece of it, and he's a pretty straight shooter, so I trust his word. But, you know, what are you going to do? We still have to go out and execute that face-off. But.
Go for a quick way. Are you going to the plan, or are you?
Yeah. It was a little bit bobbling on me. I didn't quite get my head up as quick as I wanted to because I was trying to settle it. It was a great play, two chips by my line mates. You know, we have different moves. It's a move that I've used before. It wasn't there tonight, and maybe I have to change it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.